Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." There's so much to do, and there's so little time. Are you a busy person? Even if you're not, you've certainly come to realize that there are always plenty of things to worry about. When Jesus visited the home of his friends, Martha and Mary, we hear that Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. You can imagine, I'm sure, what that felt like. Jesus was not only their friend, but also their Lord and Savior. Wouldn't you want everything to be just right for his visit? So Martha frantically tried to take care of all the business of cleaning and cooking and serving, but she did it to the point that she got distracted from the real point of Jesus' visit. There's nothing against paying attention to many things. The problem is in the way we let those things fill our hearts with worry. Then we lash out at those around us as Martha did. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." But we're the ones with the problem. Whenever we set God aside as though we're in charge of everything, we always learn the hard way that we can't manage things as well as he can. "Martha, Martha," the Lord said, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed." Do you ever get worried or upset over many things? Do you ever get distracted from Jesus? Don't be afraid. Jesus has never let himself get distracted from you. He went to his cross and suffered and died for you. He has covered all your sins. In a life where it seems like nothing is ever finished, the most important thing is Jesus has paid for your sins. He said it himself from the cross. It is finished. So find that Martha inside of you, the worrier who is full of anxiety, and tell her to take a hike. You have a Savior named Jesus. He has suffered and died and risen from the dead for you. He speaks to you in his word. He's the only thing you need. Dear Jesus, forgive my sins, calm my anxious heart, and lead me to trust you in all things. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.